Welcome, everybody. Let's call the meeting to order. It's the meeting of the AMATS Technical Advisory Committee, January 22nd, 2015. First order of business is the minutes from December 11th, 2014.
Any point move to approve?
Second.
Any discussion? Amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Minutes approved. Next item of business is staff reports from Mr. Segedy.
Okay, thanks. This is the financial report, attachment 3A. This one is still as of November 30th because we're still working up the numbers for the closeout of the first 6 months of the fiscal year. But based on the preliminaries, we're right on budget and where we should be. So I apologize for not having newer numbers, but again, this is as of 11:30. We're still looking good right now, so we do ask for approval of the financial progress report.
Dave, why move to approve?
Jasper, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 3B, technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a few things I want to make you aware of. Obviously, it hasn't been that long since we saw everyone. So, first, AMATS, we've announced at the summer meeting that we were starting to take on doing a road diet analysis, looking at guidance of ADTs and lane widths, et cetera, and trying to get a first cut list of areas where it might be appropriate to do some road diet analyses. We currently have our first draft of projects or of locations, and we will be soon sending those out to our TAC members just for you guys to look at them, provide comments, et cetera, to kind of show you sort of some of the research that we've been doing. So be on the lookout for that. Also, at the last CIC, I did speak a little bit, or I'm sorry, at the last TAC, I spoke about how CIC was going to be changing. The Citizens Committee did approve to suspend their bylaws, and now we are moving to a quarterly group of meetings with our CIC committee, focusing on basically large-scale or big overall transportation topics. So it's a little more open-ended, allows us to kind of present more to the public and talk to them a little bit more about issues that they think are important versus following our agenda. So as you can see today, our agenda is pretty dry, and usually we don't get a whole lot of citizens interested in talking about some of these resolutions. So that change is taking effect. Our first meeting of the new CIC will be tonight. And finally, speaking to the federal transportation bill, federal legislation, obviously we're all enjoying the lower gas prices. That has kind of spurred some discussion at the federal level about looking into a gas tax increase. Sounds like it's still not that popular. There are rumors on the Hill that they will try to vote a tax increase in, more as a show your cards of who's in and who's out. However, there also has been some reporting earlier this morning that Rand Paul and Barbara Boxer are putting together a bill that would actually look at taxing companies on their overseas income and going straight into a transportation pool, and that would be the new funding source for transportation. So there's a lot of things swirling around. One thing, Jason and I were talking about this the other day, the one thing that seems like is coming out is that most people think there is going to be a bill. Most people think there is going to actually be a long-term bill. And that's kind of a little bit of a change from what we've heard the last few years. I think there's some issue with Senator Boxer's legacy as well as President Obama's, and et cetera. So it will be interesting to see what happens this year. The policy does expire at the end of May, so we will be looking for new federal legislation, hopefully, this year. So with that, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, that concludes my report.
And just to add one thing to the report as well, for those of you that are in Summit County, if you were unaware, Summit County did start a transportation improvement district, which is basically another mechanism by which projects can be funded, especially at the front end. There's some funding available through the state for that in a competitive process. So that just got underway. We had our first meeting a couple weeks ago. The board of the TID is myself, Al Brubaker, Connie Krause from the county, Chris Burnham from, I'm going to get the name wrong, the Summit County Development Finance Authority, and Eileen Shapiro from Summit County Council. So right now we're still in the early stages of coming up with bylaws and kind of figuring out how this thing will work, but I think within the next month or 6 weeks or so, there'll probably be not a formal solicitation for projects, but inquiries to all the local governments about projects that might be good candidates for this. I think what the state looks for, and typically what the TIDs do, is projects that have an economic development component, et cetera. So if you're interested in finding out more, well, I don't know a whole lot more than you do right now, feel free to contact me or any of the other members, and I think as it evolves, we'll have a lot more. I imagine there'll be some good interaction between this committee and that, just because I think one niche that that TID can play that we at AMATS or issue two don't always do is that early front-end funding for things like PE or planning studies and things like that.
Any questions for Mr. Baker or Segedy?
Who's on that committee again?
It's myself, Connie Krause, Al Brubaker, Eileen Shapiro, and Chris Burke.
Thank you.
So I think you answered all my questions as far as you can go, which is basically we don't know that much about it yet.
Right.
But
it exists.
Looking forward to more information coming out.
Yes, exactly.
Jason, it's a countywide TID?
Mm-hmm.
And your revenues come up from property tax.
Well, right now there is no revenue.
There's no revenue.
Yeah.
No
so
plans,
how
guidelines.
How would you look at that from a countywide basis? I mean, Green wants to put an interchange in, so we create TID. You're gonna let us tax countywide?
I don't have the answer to that right now, but it is a good question, because I think what you're getting at is a lot of the TIDs around the state have tended to be, they might have been created by a county government, they tend to focus on a specific geography within the county.
We usually tax, there's a...
Right.
The beneficiaries of that improvement, those parcels are getting taxed and paid back.
Right, I think that's kind of how the Stark one worked, right, in
the
Stark County.
One is like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's all, you know, that's something we'll probably be looking for input from local governments, maybe on the best way to actually operationalize it.
Anything else?
And again, how are you going to get that word to local governments? I mean, contacting the mayors?
Yeah, I think Connie's staff at Summit County Economic Development, they're planning on reaching out probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
All right, thanks, Curtis.
Thanks.
Item 3C, AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C. Mr. Bodasan.
Thank you. I just have one thing to mention on our table. ODOT has finalized the lockout for both fiscal year 2016 and 17. We had a project review meeting back in November. They looked at the schedule, the scrutinized the projects, and they finalized what dates these projects are being locked down. For fiscal year 2016, it is a specific date, so by then that project has to be sold. In 17, it's more locked down by a quarter, but also going to revisit that in one more year. One thing to note on 16, that is a critical year, not only because of lockdown, but the second page you'll see that we have a total of about $38.5 million worth of projects. The single biggest year we've ever had here at AMATS. But again, we try to scrutinize those projects to make sure that they're all going to sell in 16. We have called central office to make sure that they're comfortable with that large number of projects. The consultant districts, everybody at this point in time is comfortable that those projects would go. So I think we have some level of comfort that if something happens, since central office was on board with approving this list to go begin this fiscal year, maybe they'll work with us if something happens and some of these don't go. But it's still critical for us to get them on schedule and sold. We see we had a benefit once we did that. Back in 2014, we got that extra funds. We hope to continue to do that. for the next fiscal years. So that's all I have on this item.
Any questions? Thank you, Director. We don't have any old business, new business. Item number 5, fiscal year 2016 to 2019 TIP, first draft projects list, attachment 5A.
Okay, thank you again. So we started working on the TIP. This will cover the next 40 years, fiscal year 16 through 19. Which we have here in this memo packet is the first draft of the projects that we're going to go into the TIP. After the memo portion, you'll come to the first table. That's the table 83. So this table is going to be what projects are going to be listed in TIP. So it's about 4 pages long. Then in the back of the fourth page, you'll see something that has a statewide line items. And then after that page, these projects will fall under the statewide line items. So that second table, which is about 2.5 pages long, those are the projects again that go under the statewide line items. And then the third table is the transfer projects. Just to clarify some of these, the first two tables. The first one, that's the official TIP list. The second statewide line item, those are projects that ODOT can sell that we can move forward without doing official TIP amendments. And so that, this, ODOT's always done this, is when we've only done the TIP. The only difference this time is that more of the projects came out of the official list and are being put under the line item list. So what that does is saves us a lot of effort. A lot of background work that goes into producing these amendments. There's times when we finish one meeting and the next day we start getting emails to make changes for the next meeting. So this will save us a lot of effort. What we'll do is we'll still put that line item list of projects in the TIP, but it'll be in the appendix, and we'll also have it on our website. So all the projects will be there. So what we're asking now is just simply look at the list, you know, projects in there, make sure that first of all they're in there, and then the information that's in there as well. And so if you have any, if you see something that needs changed, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, staff recommends approval of this. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Paradise, Mr. Harrison, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 5B, draft fiscal year 2016 transportation planning work program and budget. Mr. Baker, attachment 5B. Right? Show time.
Yeah. A little miscommunication.
We'll see how Curtis does under pressure.
Yeah. All right. In front of you is the draft 2016 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget. As many of you know, or some of you that might not remember, every year we are required to put together a draft budget of what the staff will be working on over the course of the year. So this looks at fiscal year 2016, which is actually out, you know, beginning in July and going through July of 2015 through June of 2016. So we're already, you know, we've already celebrated 2015 6 months ago and are all the way through it. One of the things the work program did do this year was it reduced the AMET's budget by about $50,000-$60,000. It was actually an ODOT budgeting error, which over the course of years had accumulated, and so now they're coming back and taking it away. One of the things that we are doing to make sure that we are have the appropriate level of funds is we are going to use about $40,000 of STP funds flex into the work program, which will actually not require a local share due to turnpike credits. So we'll be using that to kind of shore up our budget through this next year. It's estimated that we will have about $1,076,000 for the planning grant. A lot of things we'll be working on this year is going to be focusing on our plan. Our plan will be due in May of 2017, and so a lot of the documents that we're generating to develop that are going to be done over this. So we're working on now, but they're also going to be done over the next year. So that's kind of going to be our main focus for a lot of the things that we'll be working on. And we're also going to be preparing for, we're waiting for the final federal guidance on performance measures, which could greatly impact sort of how we do some of our planning process. MAP 21, the last legislation, the federal legislation, does require certain benchmarks being put in place to show that we're performing everything from safety to congestion to even economic development. And those are currently being written as we speak. And when those come down, ODOT then has to kind of create their benchmarks, and then the MPOs respond to that and create their own benchmarks. It's sort of a new accountability tool that we put in place that could even eventually, there's talk about having ramifications on funding for agencies, depending on how well we meet those benchmarks. So it is an important process. On the final, or on table one of the document, you'll see local share requirements for each community for the 2016 work program is match. This amount has not really changed from last year. It's actually slightly lower due to our CPP reduction. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. And yeah, that concludes. We'll be asking for a motion to approve.
Any questions? Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries? Oh,
thank
any
you.
Opposed? No. Motion carries. All right, item six, resolution 2015-01, approving projects to be funded under the CMAQ program. Mr. Bodison?
Thank you. Okay, so after about a year and a half worth of effort, we've finished up being approved for funding for three projects in our area. If you'll recall, back in May, we started this process at the local level, and we got 10 projects that were submitted to us for funding. We scored those, and then we submitted them down to plugs. They went into the hopper with 100 other projects from around the state. They requested about $400 million worth of projects, and there was only 120 available for projects. So it ended up being that our top three prioritized projects were funded. That was the Talmadge Road project in Portage County, part of the Metro bus purchase, and then Streetsboro signal upgrade project. And then on the first page of the resolution, you can see the amount for Talmadge Road was $3.5 million. For ease of funding it, the bus purchase was split up into two projects, one for part of one for Metro. So Partas was $1.6 million, bus purchase, Streetsboro was $3 million, and then $2.2 million for Metro bus purchase, for a total of a little bit over $10 million worth of CMAQ funds. So basically what this resolution is just approving the funding for it, which will go into the new TIP that we're updating right now. Because the funding is outside of the current tier. So with that, the staff recommends approval.
I have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Dave White, second.
Any further discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 2015-02, approving amendment number 19 to the Transportation Improvement Program fiscal year 2014 to 2017 to add a new project. Mr. Bozon.
Okay. I think you've seen this project before. You have. Just back in December. This was part of another resolution that we did. This, because it's a new road, we had to deal with air quality. Back then, we have to go through something called interagency consultation. We did that. We got the go-ahead to amend the project into the TIP because it was regionally insignificant. It's not a through street, and it's only like 0.3 of a mile. But after we pass a resolution, another one of the agencies said, wait a minute, they need some more information. So basically, the only difference between this resolution now and the one you see in December is that we had to have a whereas that dealt with the issue of air quality, which was saying that we could still rely on last analysis that we did for air quality in our region because this project was regionally significant. So we basically added that whereas. We have some other documentation we have to do between us and the feds and the EPA. So, but basically, before you again is Lake Pond Parkway.
The one we did submit in December, we had this specific project pulled from that amendment because it wasn't adequate. Now it is, and maybe something that wasn't said back in December, too, is that this is an earmark that Akron had. They had leftover money from the White Pond project for the three lanes east of 77. So they're using up the earmark that they have left over on this project. So with that, the staff
recommends. Motion?
Casper.
Casper, motion. And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6C, Resolution 2015-03, approving amendment number 20 to the TIP fiscal year 2014 to 2017. To add one new project, revise the funding of two projects, and combine two projects. Mr. Fuller.
Okay, thank you. Resolution 2015-03 is amendment 20 to the Transportation Improvement Program. We will be adding a new project, one new project, revising two existing projects, and then we're combining two projects into one. The new project we're adding actually has an Ashland County designation. It's State Route 604, and we're adding it to our TIP because it's a resurfacing, a long resurfacing project, and part of it runs through Chippewa-Ripman and Chippewa Township in Wayne County, which is in our area. That the construction for that new project is scheduled in fiscal year 16. The two projects we're revising is Frost Road. We're transferring $315,000 of safety money from engineering to the right-of-way phase, and then adding $450,000 in state funds. And then State Route 18 in western Summit County, we're increasing the federal state funding for construction by $2.36 million. And then the projects we're combining are actually in the cities of Hudson, Stowe, and Boston Township. It's State Route 91 and 303, and State Route 91 and Northern Road. Those two will be combined into one project, and Stowe will be taking the lead on that project. Yes?
Dave, it's State Route 91 and Fisher, and State Route 91 and Northern Road.
Oh, okay. But I did have the PID right.
Yeah, the PID number on the State Route 91, 303, the engineering was done at the same time with those two projects. That's why it's a little confusing.
Okay, I'll change that. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
Dave White, move to approve.
Second?
Jim Cleary, second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 60, Resolution 2015-04, approving amendment number 21 to the TIP. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you. This is a TIP amendment at Metro's request. Metro was recently awarded funds from ODOT, Service Transportation Program funds, to be flexed over to Metro. Recently awarded and through the Ohio Transit Preservation Partnership Program. These are ODOT attributable funds that are being flexed over to Metro for transit use. Metro's requesting the addition of approximately $1.8 million in fiscal year 2015 for the construction of a bus storage canopy for the paratransit vehicles. The federal funds are 80% federal share at $1.4 million. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2015-04.
Any questions? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Any other business to bring before the board?
Yeah. I have a question, Jay. Jason, did you hear anything about Region 5 asking the state to hold up on the skip?
FTA?
The FTA.
Not that I was aware of. Anybody on the staff? Doesn't look like. I hadn't heard that. Was that?
I'm going to have Becky give you.
Okay.
She mentioned something this morning to us. Fighting about it, so.
Okay. Yeah, we'd be glad to look into it with you. And I'll just make one quick announcement. I should have done this at the beginning, but thanks to Curtis, this year we've got coffee at the TAC meetings now. So even though it probably would have helped you more at the beginning, take some on your way out.
Thanks, Curtis. Any other questions, comments, items of order? Thank you, everybody. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.